Tom.
Not particularly a good day for Harold Camping, but behold, take note, Mr. Camping has redone the math.
Oh, yeah?
And now says the world will end October 21st.
Oh, I had it all wrong.
I know. Isn't it a shame?
I had clean underwear on and the whole thing.
Actually, there are a lot of things that are happening with regard to this, and we'll talk about them. I know you'll find this exciting. DougStephan.com has the mathematical equation. Check out the homepage. Jennifer Horn's picture is there. You can see her. You can hear her. And Rich McFadden's picture is there as well. You can see him and hear him. Matter of fact, the song that The Who did that was so popular was actually for Rich. See me.
It wasn't for Tommy.
Feel me.
It was for me.
Touch me. Hold me. Kiss me. Love me.
Wow.
All right, so here's the story on Family Radio. As a matter of fact, this is how crazy these people are. They actually tried to burn down a radio station. The followers of this nutbird tried to burn down a radio station yesterday after the prediction didn't materialize on Saturday. There apparently are 67 radio stations across the country that carry this guy's message. They're headquartered in Oakland, California. And you'll be happy to know, Richie, the main radio station there is surrounded by razor wire, like the prisons.
Ah.
That's how they protect their radio station.
Very good.
Right. It's nice to know. Last time I went by KBC, I didn't remember seeing any razor wire around it. Anyway, so this guy hasn't, the deadline approached and nothing happened. There were protests apparently over Saturday night and into Sunday morning at a station in Sacramento as well as the Oakland station. Let's see here. I think Albany, New York.
So do we think that these are just people mad at the story and his prediction, or were these people who were his followers who were upset that it didn't come to...
Well, I mean, put yourself in their position. There are people who have been following this guy for years and years and years.
And they realize it's a hoax.
Exactly.
I was reading a very interesting article the other day about the people who follow these things and these false prophets.
Yeah.
And how after these prophecies do not come true, about a third of the followers become dismayed. About a third become more believers because, you know, they usually come up with another scam.
Mm.
And about a third are, I don't know what to do. So he will lose about a third. Those are the third that are trying to burn your radio station down, dude. It's done.
Well, under the circumstances, help me understand. I'm extraordinarily cynical when it comes to all of this stuff. As a matter of fact, even though I realize this is controversial, not aimed at being that way, but I think it is part of the public discourse to talk about people who would be candidates for higher office and their religious beliefs and why it is that people find this stuff. I think it's all degrees, all
telling, though,
relative degrees. The business about when George Bush was president, the faith-based initiatives and how corrupt those ended up being. And so what is there about this that we find? Why do our passions so come together, if you will, when it comes to this sort of thing? What is there? I don't use the word missing because I think that's arrogant and maybe moderately ignorant. It assumes that with people following a particular religion, they find a hole in their lives and they try to fill it with whatever those beliefs might be. And so, but that's just my way of looking at it. I understand you can think that I'm wrong or think that I, you know, I'm a blasphemer or whatever. I've been in the best thing that was ever said to me by Fred Phelps was that I was a blasphemer.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So this kind of person doesn't like me. That's the kind
so
of religionist.
You're doing something
I'm,
right.
Yeah, those, you question them.
Those religionists are the ones, and that guy's no different than this old What's his name again? Camping. Harold Camping. By the way, I never heard of this guy before this weekend. Anybody else?
That's my thing. I'd heard of him because he tried.
Been in the radio
before.
Business for how many years, and I never heard of this guy.
Right. What I want to know is how this story became so big. I mean, this story took off.
Is it just the news media?
It's just
playing us for suckers again.
You know, everybody wants to have a little fun, and I think everybody thought this was funny and goofy. And I guess, but I mean, look at how big this story became. So what if I were about, had a hundred
Richie, you can start your own church. Don't we have a promo in there about me starting my own church?
We do, yeah, it's back.
I think
you both would be very convincing religious leaders, I have to say.
I think I'd be a great religious leader. Mm-hmm. I believe in
one who doesn't believe in religion.
Greatness.
Today we're going to show God loves us by helping me milk the cows.
Yes, right. Well, if it weren't for, but see, God and religion don't equate in my book. That's the difference. Yeah, there are all these people who are trying to figure out about the tornado season and the weather and what's God saying to us. Is this payback for us being horrible beings? Is that what that's about? No, it's not what it's about at all. But is there a force? People say, okay, well, then how you say there's a force that creates the world? There's a force that's unexplainable. And yeah, but is the force responsible for each day-to-day incident that takes place in everybody's lives?
I believe that you're misguided. I don't think that
I'm misguided?
I don't think that you really disagree with the religion as a whole. I disagree with management.
I disagree with people who are
the control,
dupe,
the business
and control
of religion.
Thank you.
Right.
That's a good way to put it.
I mean, I know that you used to go to church quite a bit when you were a kid.
I loved going to church.
The community that is church between the people, the parishioners at the church, is nice. It's very nice.
Great people.
And you believe in collective thought, which is what that's all about.
Yep.
You just don't like, and you're the same way with government. And you're the same way with work. You don't like management.
I don't.
You don't like authority.
I don't.
And you have never been able to really work for anybody else.
That's true.
You don't like anybody telling you what to do when it comes to government.
That's true.
And you certainly don't like anybody telling you what to do when it comes to what you believe in religion.
That's also true.
Right. Anarchist.
We should call you Annie.
One lower for Annie. Or a little Uncle Annie or whatever.
That's why you live in your own little world.
That's pretty good. Save that piece of tape. That was actually pretty good, Richie.
Let me go find some tape.
Well, you know what I mean.
Yeah. I know what you mean.
And put it across my mouth. All right. So that's the I'm already on a roll here, and we're just into it for a few minutes. Why not, though, right? 800-510-8255. The essence of your thoughts on... well, we're into a couple things already, but they may, in your mind, be related. The Harold Camping end-of-the-world scenario. And in the Midwest, Joplin, look at this, 116 people dead.
Wow, terrible.
In Joplin, Missouri, 116 people are dead.
It's horrible.
And look at the, you look, try to put the pieces together. I was looking, and I'll talk about this in a second, at the... number of storms. The only equation to this, interestingly enough, in recent history was a tornado that went through Worcester, Massachusetts, which is not Tornado Alley by any stretch of the imagination, in 1953. And I was a kid. I remember going there a few days after my father worked in Worcester at the time, and the store that he managed was a Feline's department store.
Oh,
in downtown
store.
Worcester. It doesn't exist anymore, but it was
they
a good store.
The basement?
No. Well, yeah, there's still a few basements around, yeah. Anyway, so the area of Worcester that was wiped out in terms of population, compare that to the population today. It's like, dollars then and dollars now. It was just as devastating. Mm. And what is it that causes it? I suppose that's something worth looking into. We have any answers or not. Remain to be seen. Quarter past the hour on Doug's Good Day.
Protection against web-based threats like malware and phishing has become a serious challenge for companies with distributed workforces. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Web Security Flex combines physical and virtual gateways with cloud services to protect both on-site and remote users from a single portal. Stop web threats. Visit Barracuda.com/Flex to try Barracuda Web Security Flex free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/Flex.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag. Jason from Buffalo writes, I have a habit of hitting snooze and not being able to get up again. Any suggestions?
You know, if you get Geico to help with your renter's insurance, it's quite easy, really. You'll know you're protecting your stuff for as little as $12 a month, which I suspect will make you sleep much sounder. Then you'll just pop out of bed rested, ready to start your day.
What he's saying is, a renter's policy is basically insurance for your snooze button.
Plus most everything else you own.
Visit Geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
If there's a few hungry tummies on the patio, it's a summer party.
Sam's Club member Christy Fowler.
Thanks. Sodas, snacks. Sam's Club is ready with everything, so I'm ready for anything.
From hand-cut meats to fresh produce, simple summer meals to easy entertaining ideas, Sam's Club has the highest quality at low members-only prices. Not a member? Join now through June 5th. Get 10 weeks of savings for just $10.
Whoops, gotta go.
10 weeks, just $10. Only at Sam's Club. Savings made simple.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Amdro Antblock presents The Household Ant Requiem. If ants invading your home have you shrieking an unpleasant tune, sprinkle Amdro Antblock around the perimeter of your home to block ants from entering. Antblock creates a fortress that kills problem ants on the outside so they can't come inside. And that's music to a homeowner's ears. Look for Antblock and the entire line of Amdro Kills Ants products at Amdro.com.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the teeming rains of India, nor the snows of Kilimanjaro, nor the glare of the paparazzi at a Hollywood opening can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
I can see again! Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen on the Good Day program at 800-510-8255. Jennifer, you have been following our Facebook. Jennifer's very good at motivating people on the Facebook page. Doug Steffen Show. Let's see, what is it? Facebook.com/Doug Steffen Show.
Right.
There are a lot of things that we want you to check out at DougSteffen.com as well. We have new expanded Queen of Cheap box, deals at Chili's, Lone Star Steakhouse, and more today. Dr. Ken has some interesting information on pain relief besides salon pause. We'll talk about that.
Oh, and hey, check out our new Better Living box.
Really, Richie?
Mm-hmm.
What will we find there?
Well, you know, all of the things like Tom Parsons and Tom Kreitler. Tom Parsons with Travel Deals. Tom Kreitler
all of our Better Living
tips.
Folks. Yeah, right.
Warren Eckstein with pet information. Mm-hmm. All kinds of good stuff.
All right, so what's pathetic about all of this stuff? We're talking about Harold Camping, religionists, what is happening in our country, the tornadoes. Why is the question? That is what people are asking.
Do you think it's because the Chinese are messing with the clouds?
They're not messing with them that much. At least
the tornadoes
are local. The very, very local.
Come on, I want to blame the Chinese.
Oh, okay, go ahead. Blame them.
Come on.
I blame Chinese.
Let me tell you something. You start messing with Mother Nature, she gets upset, buddy.
All right, this Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, the lead forecaster there, had tracked early stages of a storm system and ended up later in the week doing what it did to Joplin. So there's a way of tracing this stuff 4 or 5 days out. So we have heavy storms predicted here in New England today. 21 after on Good Day.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic, land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com.
Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
A minister for like $185.
I think you should. He'll be insufferable, Rich.
I will be?
Yes, if he gets ordained, if he becomes
a reverend.
He's going to make us call him His Holiness and things. He's going to be insufferable.
Holy.
I want this done today, or you will be struck down by God.
Exactly.
I swear.
And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee.
Join the party. Doug Stedman's good day.
When the Pope arrived at the White House, he was given a 21-gun salute. That's got to make Barack Obama a little uncomfortable. Guns and religion, you know, kind of thing. Get a little bit of it.
Now 24 and change. After the hour, I'm reading some of the postings. The postings of what people feel about all of these, the terrifying video from Joplin. My God. Some of it is just more than you can possibly imagine. The tornado moving through the city and wild weather. If you track these storms, and you can do that, most of you, you can go to the Weather Channel or, that's what I do is track stuff on the Weather Channel's website. Because now, at this time of year, it's important for me as a farmer to know what the weather is going to do for the day, the next day or two, so we can kind of try to make some plans on what to do as the season has begun for haying and all of that stuff. And it really is, it's instructive, for sure, to look at all these things and watch. The technology is so great, you can watch all these things as they move minute by minute.
Yeah, we were sitting there with all of our cars out at the beach. Yeah. And, you know, my buddy's car is worth $70,000 or whatever. He doesn't like driving it in the rain. So we were watching the weather on our cell phones on the maps, you know, weatherbug.com or something like that.
Right.
Uh-oh, here comes the rain. Better get the cars in.
800-510-8255. So here's the 2020 News Quiz question for you to participate. To the nearest, I will not get the exact number. Last year, there were 506 tornadoes reported in the United States. 506 tornadoes reported in our country last year. How many so far this year? 800-510-8255. An astounding number. I'll give you that much. 506 reported last year. How many reported so far this year? Tornadoes in America. 800-510-8255. We're also talking, because there may be some kind of relationship between all of this and what went on or is going on with Mr. Camping. Here's Michael in Santa Cruz, California. Hi, Michael. Welcome to Good Day.
Hi, Doug. Good to hear you. At Santa Cruz, we hear you early in the morning.
Yes.
So I have a friend, and he listens to the radio a lot, and he was really intrigued by Harold Camping, and Harold Camping came through Santa Cruz a few years ago, So I heard about it, and I went to hear his sort of rally up at the university. And what struck me, first of all, he's a really old guy.
Yeah.
Reminds me of a small-town doctor.
Mm-hmm.
And his people believe what he teaches is basically what they call Calvinism, that nobody can choose God. God chooses people. Everything is set in stone before creation.
Predetermination. That Calvin is the founder of the Methodist Church, and that's some of their belief.
That's right. All these people there were so gung-ho.
Why do you think that is, Michael? Why do people get so invested and involved with a guy like this that has a message like he has? Why?
That's what I was going to ask you and the other people that are on your program. People are so quick to believe things without maybe much critical thinking.
Critical thinking, maybe we don't. We hear and we want to believe. We think and we want to think our thoughts are correct. We don't want to be wrong.
And everybody has to believe in something.
Right. You do have. Do you believe? What's your main belief, Michael? What do you believe in? Do you believe in Michael?
I was born in a Jewish family, but the whole notion of a personal God that wiped out the earth and all that, it didn't really make much sense. I was drawn more to the Buddhist
philosophy. What, then you're drawn in the same direction I am, Frank. There's some wonderful peace that comes from understanding that message. Thanks for your call, sir. 28 after on Good Day.
Now at Exxon and Mobil locations, you can save 15 cents per gallon for 60 days when you use your SpeedPass device for fuel purchases at participating locations. Just register your SpeedPass device at speedpass.com by June 30th, 2011 to start saving. That's right. Save 15 cents per gallon when you use your SpeedPass device. Visit speedpass.com today. Excludes business and fleet card accounts. Purchases in Louisiana, New Jersey, and some Florida stores do not qualify. Rebates will be posted to the credit or check card that is linked to SpeedPass. Maximum gallons eligible for rebate is 100 per account. Offer may not be combined with any other SpeedPass offers. Allow a minimum of 90 days to receive rebates.
New research using cutting-edge MRI technology shows that pharmaceutical-grade chondroitin sulfate, or CSB Bioactive, significantly helps lessen effects of osteoarthritis on cartilage and bone in the knee. Chondroitin is a natural substance in the body that helps keep cartilage healthy. Affecting over 27 million Americans, osteoarthritis causes the cartilage protecting joint bones to lose flexibility and wear away. Without cushioning, bones rub against each other, causing structural changes. Painful bruises called lesions in the bone marrow may occur. Everyday activities like climbing stairs or even walking can be difficult. After just 6 months of chondroitin sulfate treatment, patients had significantly less cartilage loss than those receiving placebo. By 12 months, treatment reduced the size of bone marrow lesions. According to lead researcher Dr. Jean-Pierre Pelletier of the University of Montreal Hospital Research Center, these findings show chondroitin sulfate reduces cartilage loss and other damage to the joint caused by osteoarthritis.
I had no idea tire pressure could affect my car's fuel efficiency. Thankfully, the Sears Blue Automotive crew was there to help. They checked my tire pressure for free and even filled me in on what types of new tires could help me save on gas.
Through May 31st, save on all tires. Plus, save an additional $80 after mail-in rebate with a purchase of 4 Goodyear tires. Special financing available. And go to SearsAuto.com to get other great offers, including a coupon for a conventional Valvoline oil change for only $21.99 with no shop fees. Sears Auto Center.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Concerned about radioactive fallout? The number one way by which your body protects itself from radiation or any other free radical is with glutathione. Glutathione is the most ubiquitous antioxidant in the body. The number one mechanism for removing toxic elements from the body is glutathione. In order for your body to make optimal levels of glutathione, it needs an abundance of the amino acid cysteine. The highest dietary source of cysteine is non-denatured whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. The most non-denatured whey protein powder on the market is One World Whey. One World Whey is an industry first with its TruCool process. It retains all the active components of fresh raw whey. One World Whey is rich in immune, bodybuilding, and detoxification factors that make it a life-giving power food for everyone. One World Whey is sweetened with cold processed stevia and comes in 3 delicious flavors. To hear some impressive testimonies, go to oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com. Or call 888-988-3325.
If you drive for a living,
You don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now, 27 before the new hour, you're getting started on Tuesday, if that's the time of day you listen to the program. Richie, I have an announcement to make.
Okay, go ahead. Hold on, you want a big...
We need a drum roll, please.
Yeah, have a drum roll.
A drum roll.
We're going to get the answer to the question, how many tornadoes have worked its way, worked their way through our country so far this year in a minute.
Oh!
But first, an important announcement.
All right.
Last night at 7:14... I was in the Apple store in Natick, Massachusetts, and I consulted with Gabriel, who took me aside. Actually, a couple of friends and neighbors were in there laughing while I was going through my new iPad.
Yeah.
Yes, and we did a number of things, including making it very easy for me to maneuver from one item to another. We have perfected the new way for me to video blogs that will be in the pipeline pretty soon. We worked all over the piece of equipment, and I found myself actually liking it.
Yeah, it's fun, isn't it? It's did you find it easy?
I did find it fairly easy. I have a couple of key things you got to get used to, just pushing, you know, pull a little bit, and I'm looking forward to both of my children watching me do this, and Megan especially, laughing almost uncontrollably.
I just want to show off to them, don't you?
Well, I want to get the family that was there next to me. Their daughter was there. She's, I think, a senior in high school. And they all are IBM people. And we were talking about how we're all used to that, you know, all of the stuff that we have here. All my computers are IBM. And so
Windows-based.
So all of the Apple stuff is foreign. But Megan and Brendan, both Brendan convinced Megan early on. The first computer they had was one of those, whatever those things were.
Commodore 64.
Yeah, the Commodore 64. Thank you. And then for some reason or other, Brendan got a hold of an Apple from a friend of his, maybe in school. And he never has had, Brendan has never had a computer that wasn't an Apple.
Yeah.
And so Megan got onto it, and her husband, I don't know whether academics use more Apple than not. I'm not sure. I didn't ask that question.
No, yeah, because they're snobs.
Really. Yeah. Apple, right, they're Apple snobs.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, this young lady was very interested in having an Apple, and father's getting her a computer for her graduation present, and so they decided that this was the thing. And they were both watching me, and they were very entertained, apparently. And then they told this guy who was working with me that I did a radio program. He said, "Oh, really? How do I find you?" So that was really what turned me on.
Well, let me show you on my new Apple.
I actually went to the website, and then I went to the radio app in the iPad, and I went to CRN Digital.
I love it.
Find a piece of yesterday's program. And so I hit the button and downloaded it, and there was the 6 o'clock hour so the guy could listen to it in the middle of the Apple Store. It was cool.
So thank you, Rich.
Very cool.
Under the circumstances.
Well, now
what
we
about me? I help with the CRN app.
No, I wasn't talking about the CRN. I was talking about Richie getting me into this, he and Bob getting me into the iPad.
I just wanted some things, too.
Yeah. Right. But you get the CRN.
I was feeling jealous.
Like Jennifer and her father run the CRN digital loop, which you can download all kinds of great stuff any time of the day, night, you name it, we're on.
Yeah, I was listening to us on TuneIn Radio last night.
Yep. I did. I went there, too, with this guy.
Yeah.
It's all part of that deal. All right, 22 before the hour. The question before us, as we talk about two things and whether or not they're related, the meteorological reality of tornadoes and whether Harold Camping and his ilk have anything to do with the weather conditions on the planet, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, so with 506 tornadoes reported in our country last year, how many have hit the ground this year so far, like this horrible one? Each one of them that really gets our attention is stronger than the last one, as you'll recall. Okay, Tom's in Port Charlotte. Tom, what do you think the right number is?
832.
832 is too low. By the way, Tom, do you think this has anything to do, tornadoes have anything to do with God or trying to get back at us for being bad?
No.
Okay, thank you. 800-510-8255. Margie's in Lake Havasu. Hi, Margie.
Good morning.
Morning to you, ma'am. What do you think the right number is?
1156.
All right. A little closer to the number. What do you think about the correlation between the events that people like Harold Camping predict and the way that we get these tornadoes and other disasters? There's a big volcano that's spewing ash out all over the North Atlantic. What causes all of this stuff? Any connection, Margie?
No, not as far as I can see.
All right, thank you. John's in Kentucky. John, what do you think the right number is?
Good morning, Doug.
Good morning.
1155.
1155. Good number, not the right number. Pretty close. What about you and the connection between God and these various natural, if they are, events?
I believe it is a little coincidental. I also believe that I believe God does hope that it maybe will get our attention, some people's attention he needs to try and to get a hold of. And other than that, I don't really think it has any relevant meaning in our lives.
Okay. Thank you for your opinion. Mike's in New London, Iowa, calling. Good day. Hello, Mike. Welcome to the program.
Doug, how you doing?
Well, sir, and you?
Well, just piddling.
Piddling. You're piddling. What's the weather like in Iowa this morning?
It's humid.
Humid, yeah. So you have some pretty stiff thundershower activity later on in the day. What's the ground like? You're in eastern Iowa, sort of central eastern Iowa, right?
Southeast.
Oh, you're southeast. Okay, you're not where I thought you were. What's the condition of the farmland there right now? How are the crops? What's going into the ground?
I think we're like 65% because of how much water we've had.
All right, but you're at least at 65%, which is better than many of the farm states.
Well, if it ain't been wiped out.
Right, exactly. So what do you think the number is of tornadoes that have gone through our country so far this year?
I think it's 1,400 at least.
1,400 is too low. Do you have any opinion about whether the tornadoes are connected to things that we've done and Camping in his ilk saying it's God's retribution?
I believe it could be like that. Bible does to say that he would judge us on how we are.
All right. So that's what that gentleman believes. Thank you, Mike. Ken's in Colorado Springs, Colorado. Ken, good morning. Welcome to Good Day.
Morning. Thanks.
You're welcome. What's the number?
Well, I've got a question for you here. You said that people were close at 1156 and 1155, and then you said 1400 is too low.
What is that all about, Dougie?
You know what? I was wrong. I was 1400 is too high. I was that. Thank you for calling that to our attention, to my attention. No, I said 1400 because I put the digit in the wrong place. Sorry about that. I mean, tell us your number. Let's not equivocate. Give us your number.
Well, 1151
is the right number. 1151
Good job.
Is
wow.
the right number. I was off on 1400. What's the matter with me? Yeah, you're right. The number.
I sure having doubts about myself when you said.
Have doubts about me, not about you. So, in your opinion, why is this? Can the deadliest tornado season in 50 years? What do you think is going on?
Things happen. You know, it has nothing to do with religion. I'm non-religious anyway, but Campbell is a wackadoo. And, you know, people like him just keep giving new dates. It's silly.
Mm-hmm.
But this is just another one of those weather patterns, you know, like the year when we were supposed to have 20 hurricanes and we ended up with four or something like that. You know,
right.
Who knows?
Yeah.
It just happens.
It does.
I was watching three different weather reports yesterday, and each and every one of these weather experts said that the big difference this year is that these things are hitting populated areas
mm-hmm.
instead of running through farms and really kind of suburban areas. They're running right down Main Street of a larger city, and that's why we're seeing so much damage in
hospitals, hundreds of homes, businesses wiped out. Is it that, or is it that we have cameras and everybody can see this stuff now?
Exactly.
No, but the numbers are actually higher this year.
The number of tornadoes are, yes.
The number of casualties and deaths.
Yep.
And that's why. It's just because they're hitting these populated areas.
You'd be surprised to see some of the places this has happened.
You know, as our population grows and as we move out further and further from the big cities and we have more population where these places used to be just fields,
mm-hmm.
you know, we're going to see more death and destruction.
If 100 years ago it had blown through Las Vegas, nobody would have even heard it or seen it because there was nothing there.
Or if it had blown through Joplin 100 years ago, what would have happened?
Not as much as is happening now. Yeah. All right, Ken, good job. Hold on just a second and we'll send you a swell Doug Steffen prize. Thank you for being in the right corner. There's a Professor Stan Gettlesman, who says superstorms are formed by an instability in the air that most usually occurs in the early to mid-spring. We are in mid-spring. The instability of the storm that hits Joplin or Tuscaloosa or wherever, there's nothing strange in the weather pattern, says Professor Gettlesman. Year-to-date tornadoes, as Richie has just said, have killed 500 people. That's seven times the average for this century, this past 100 years. But the population is going up. Joplin has become a pretty popular city. One of the things, the radio stations there did a remarkable job, and the warning systems were up. All the sirens were running 24-minute warnings, and a lot of people, apparently the fatalities would have been much worse. Some say 40-50% higher had people not heard or paid attention to the warnings. Now, I've never been in a community. I'm trying to think about what it would be like to live in a town.
Is it a siren? Is that what?
Yeah, it's a big. Yeah, it's a big siren, and you couldn't escape it. A siren blaring the way that it does, and just imagine being there and hearing that and what goes on in your mind. And I think I've never been. I don't like lightning and thunder. There's predictions for poor Charlotte when we have lightning and thunderstorms. She gets usually in the nighttime, so we can always count on being up most of the night because she just sits there and shakes and whines. And you know, so I wrap my arms around her, and she doesn't necessarily feel any better. Especially when you see it.
Maybe you do though. Does she help you get through it?
I don't know whether I'm not sure who's. I don't like them at all. There's nothing about it. Some people say, "Oh, it's so romantic and cozy." What are you, crazy?
Maybe that's
storms?
Why she cries, because she's like, "Oh no, they're not going to be hugging on me again."
I like a good storm. I mean, I don't want all the death and destruction, obviously, but a good storm's cool.
It's fair for your age. Yeah. All right, Dr. Ken is going to take us away from all of this in a moment. At the Good Day program is 14 and change for the hour.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance?
If a tree falls in the forest and no one is around, does it make a noise?
Yep. Be like the 4 million who switched to Geico last year, and you too could start saving money. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Amdro Antblock presents The Household Ant Requiem. If ants invading your home have you shrieking an unpleasant tune, sprinkle Amdro Ant Block around the perimeter of your home to block ants from entering. Ant Block creates a fortress that kills problem ants on the outside so they can't come inside. And that's music to a homeowner's ears. Look for Ant Block and the entire line of Amdro Kills Ants products at Amdro.com.
Cable TV rates continue to skyrocket higher and higher, and the profit-hungry cable giants have pushed consumers around long enough. It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed free with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. It's just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network professionally installed for free, plus an HD video recorder for free. Over 15 premium channels, HD free for life. And if you call in right now, Dish will throw in HBO and Showtime free for 3 months. Dish Network is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-696-2921. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At $24.99, they're giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-696-2921. That's 800-696-2921. Again, 800-696-2921.
Want to connect with Jennifer, Roberta, Rich, or any one of the Good Day crew? Then hey, check out their team page with photos, blogs, and links to their Facebook, MySpace, and Twitter pages.
It's all on the team page
at DougStephan.com.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here.
I remember last week or whenever it was, and I don't remember talking to you about this. I swear sometimes too much. The words, whatever they are, I'm offended by God and damn going together, so I don't use that. I think that is horrible blasphemy. That's just my own thing about God. But some of the other words that are used, which have only become societal no-nos because of how people have interpreted the so-called seven words that George Carlin suggested in one fell swoop.
Right, it should not go on the radio.
That's what I said. But when people swear, I yesterday, for example, dropped a rock on my foot.
It's a stress relief.
And I yelled, "You!"
Well, that's good for you. That has been shown to be good
for
you.
What does that do?
It releases stress. Stress is no good for the body, and it releases it.
So by saying,
"Yes,
Richie, you."
Don't do it on the radio, but it is.
You must be the most stress-free person I ever know, the way you yell at me sometimes.
All right, that's a point, Rich. Thank you.
Yeah,
made.
You don't hold anything in. You get it all out.
I do not hold much in. No, you're right about that. I don't.
That's healthy.
Find it go. Okay, so that's why I'm going to live to be 100, Ken.
Can I mention the medical story, I think, of the morning?
Please, yes, after all of this, yes, please.
This is out of the medical journal Fertility and Sterility this week, that irregular periods in teens is linked to health risks. We know adults who have irregular periods, these women are more prone to heart disease and diabetes, but the news is this also adheres to our teenagers. So teenagers with irregular periods are more likely to be obese and need to have their glucose, their serum sugar checked, and also look at their risk factors for heart disease more aggressively.
Really? Where did that come from?
The medical journal Fertility and Sterility this morning.
Fertility and Sterility. The World Health Organization declared smallpox eradicated in 1979. Is it still eradicated? I just saw this. This is the anniversary of 1979 of the World Health Organization saying smallpox. I can't tell you that I remember hearing about smallpox
much. The reason why this is a story is because in a few labs in the world, there still are some of these viruses. And the question is, should we get rid of all of that?
Yes, right.
looks 5 years younger.
He doesn't fall asleep at his desk like he used to.
He no longer drinks those energy drinks all day.
He used to be gloomy. Now he's upbeat.
He obviously has lost weight.
He's now drinking Moringa in the Morning from BigJoe.us. Moringa is a delicious, all-organic, 100% bioavailable blend from the Miracle Moringa tree, considered by many to be the most nutrient-rich plant ever discovered. Moringa in the Morning will suppress cravings for junk food and energy drinks and make you feel like a kid again. Drink Moringa in the Morning, available from BigJoe.us. That's BigJoe.us. Vibrant health is just a click or call away at BigJoe.us or 800-503-0515. 800-503-0515. That's 800-503-0515. Drink Moringa in the Morning.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
The hour now, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Better Living is a focus on technology. Yes, the iPad, I can make it work. So can you. I'm not getting paid to tell you that. Just looks like fun. If you want
Skype,
to
not so much. But.
Help you, yeah, Skype, we're working on Skype, but that's not so much fun. If you're interested in trying to cut through a lot of media chatter and clutter in order to get your business message out, we're doing this. Here, you can text message using text message marketing. And if you'd like to have a free trial, how it can work for you, just go to, you text Doug at 313131. Richie's done this. Jennifer, I don't know if you've tried this or not.
I haven't, but I will do that now.
Yeah. Free trial. Well, you can use it to plug CRN digital, right? Text Doug to 313131 and see how you can promote your small business there. Doug to 313130. As a matter of fact, I think we ought to do this for Eastleigh Farm, the dairy store, right?
Yeah, so why not? That'd be a great idea.
Yeah. Text to Doug at 313131. Meanwhile, the question for Alex today, are we entering a second golden era of Internet IPOs? We had LinkedIn, and isn't there another way? We have Facebook was going to go public, I think. Not Facebook. What's the other one that was going to go?
They already did.
Facebook didn't, but LinkedIn did. All right, look, why are we asking the question? Let's get Alex to answer the question. That's what he's here for anyway. Alex Goldfein is our technology tailor with some facts for you right after this on Good Day.
That is the metaphorical sound of you hitting your head against the wall in your search for the perfect brand new car. Let's chalk it up to the fact that you didn't know Autotrader.com even had new cars. See, Autotrader.com lets you compare new cars side by side, even special offers, so your head and heart can both get what they want. Say your heart wants a sporty 2011 coupe, but your head wants the best deal in town. Bingo! A never-been-owned-before coupe that your head and heart can both agree on. Autotrader.com, now the ultimate new car marketplace.
Now, the Technology Tailor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfein.
Business social networking site LinkedIn had a huge IPO last week. The shares, which were priced at $45, initially rose as high as $122 before closing the first day at over $94 per share. That is a company valuation of $9 billion, four times the value of AOL, one of the first Internet IPO darlings. So, are we entering a second golden era of Internet? internet IPOs. Quite possibly, little coupon site Groupon is trying to convince investors that its valuation should be $20 billion. Holy cow. And remember, Facebook is still a private company, and so is Twitter. At its current $9 billion valuation, LinkedIn is trading at 584 times last year's earnings. It's a crazy high number, but it's also one of the top brands on the World Wide Web, if not the world itself. I'm Alex Goldfein.
Now at ExxonMobil locations, you can save 15 cents per gallon for 60 days when you use your SpeedPass device for fuel purchases at participating locations. Just register your SpeedPass device at speedpass.com by June 30th, 2011 to start saving. That's right. Save 15 cents per gallon when you use your SpeedPass device. Visit speedpass.com today. Excludes business and fleet card accounts. Purchases in Louisiana, New Jersey, and some Florida stores do not qualify. Rebates will be posted to the credit or check card that is linked to SpeedPass. Maximum gallons eligible for rebate is 100 per account. Offer may not be combined with any other SpeedPass offers. Allow a minimum of 90 days to receive rebates.
Doug Steffens' Good Day program. The votes are in, and cooking out smokes eating out. Brian Osich has more on a new report that names outdoor cooking as the way to tasty, healthy, no-stress meals.
May is National Barbecue Month, and people agree. It's almost summertime, and the grilling's easy. That's the word from a new poll by the Hearth Patio and Barbecue Association, or HPBA. Leslie Wheeler with the HPBA says 70% of Americans prefer cooking out over eating out to save money. But that's not all.
The majority of people say a cookout at home is more fun and relaxing than dining out. In fact, 56% of those surveyed said outdoor cooking beats a restaurant for avoiding travel, dress codes, and crowds.
With May kicking off the peak outdoor cooking season, Wheeler says summer grilling is not only fun and delicious, it can also lead to a healthier lifestyle.
70% of Americans say cooking out gets them in a healthier routine by encouraging time spent outdoors. And 4 in 10 say it promotes cooking healthier foods overall, such as lean proteins and vegetables.
For more on health-minded recipes and summertime grilling tips, log on to facebook.com/thebbqsource. That's Lifestyles from the HPBA.
All right, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, aunts, uncles. Who else should I give credit to, Jennifer? Who's here that I didn't mention? Cousins.
Cousins, cousins.
Right, your cousin Eric.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, my cousin Eric. I love him.
Cousin
that.
Eric. All right. There are lots of horns. That doesn't sound right if I say
that. Today is my Uncle Horn's birthday.
Uncle Horn, happy birthday to you, sir. Right. Celebrate with us here on the Good Day program. So we have all this texting. This really actually is pretty cool. Go to Doug at 313131. Help your business out. 59 past the hour. We're here to help you out on Good Day.